Title: Short Roller Arrangements Masterclass in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a short roller arrangements masterclass for drum and bass in Ableton Live 12, and this is aimed right at that moment you've probably hit before. You've got a nasty 16-bar loop, but it still feels like a loop. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable template for turning that loop into a tight, DJ-friendly, high-energy short roller. Think 64 bars, 174 BPM. Quick intro, immediate drop, a micro break to reset the ears, then a second drop variation and a clean outro. And the big mindset shift for this whole class is this: rollers are not about huge new sections, they're about momentum and micro variation. Small, intentional changes at the right landmark so the listener feels progress even when the core groove stays consistent. Let's build it. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now jump into arrangement view, because this lesson is arrangement first, and I want you to set markers so you can see the story right away. Put a marker at bar 1. Intro, bar 9, drop A, bar 41. Micro break, bar 45, drop A2, or drop variation, bar 61. Outro. Already, you've got a roadmap, and here's a coaching note. If you don't have obvious landmarks at 4, 8, 16 bar points, your listener won't either. So we're going to make sure something meaningful happens regularly without overcrowding the track. Now make groups. Create a drums group, a bass group, a music group, an effects or transitions group, and optionally vocals. Color code them. It sounds boring, but it speeds you up so much when you start automating and muting an arrangement. And later, once you like something, you can freeze and flatten or resample to audio to get out of decision mode and into finish the tune mode. Next, the drum engine. Because rollers live on drums that feel consistent but never static, create a MIDI track called Drums Core, drop in a drum rack, and load a kick on C1 and a snare on D1. Keep it minimal and punchy. Your snare is classic, on beats 2 and 4. Your kick pattern, simple, supportive. Give the bass space. A common roller-friendly idea is kick on 1, then a kick on the end of 2, and another on 3. It doesn't have to be exactly that, but the principle is, don't overwrite the kick. Let the groove breathe so the bass can do its job. Now on the drums group, we'll do a stock chain that's basically a make it a record chain. Add drum bus. Drive around 10 to 20. Boom only if it's not fighting your sub, be careful there. Transients up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 15, to get that snap. Then add glue compressor. We're not trying to crush. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. This is just to unify. Then EQ 8. High pass at around 20 to 30 Hz to clean rumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz. Cool, that's your core. Now create a second drum track. Drums, tops slash ghosts. This is your movement layer. And honestly, this is where arrangements get their fuel, because it's the easiest thing to vary without breaking the track. Add closed hats doing 1/16 notes, but with velocity variation. Put an open hat on offbeats maybe every 2 beats or once per bar depending on the vibe. Then add ghost snares, very low velocity hits just before or after the main snare. Keep them subtle. You should feel them more than clearly hear them. Now, use the groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 swing or a tight shuffle. Apply it lightly. Maybe 10 to 20%, timing around 50 to 80%. The goal is urgency and roll, not sloppy. And here's an arrangement trick you'll use constantly. The tops and ghosts are a variation lane. You're going to mute them, filter them, swap them, thin them out, bring them back brighter. That's how you make the same groove feel like it's going places. Next up, bass. We're going to split sub and mid so your arrangement changes stay clean. Make two tracks, bass, sub and bass, mid. On the sub track, use operator, oscillator on a sine wave. Keep the release shortish, like 100 to 250 milliseconds, so the sub doesn't smear into the next hit. Add saturator with soft clip on, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to translate on smaller systems. Then add utility, set bass mono on, width at 0%, adjust gain so it's consistent. The sub is not the story, the sub is the anchor. On the mid bass track, use wavetable, pick a saw or complex wavetable. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, low amount. Then auto filter, low pass 24 mode, and we'll use subtle envelope and cutoff motion. Now add roar, since we're in Live 12. Start with something like tube or drive. Use the filter inside roar to control harsh top end. Then EQ 8 after that and high pass around 90 to 130 Hz, because the sub owns the lows. Optional. A tiny bit of chorus ensemble or phaser flanger for width. But keep your low end controlled. If it starts messing with the mono compatibility, back it off. Now I want you to remember this principle. The sub stays steady, the mid evolves. That's where we'll automate tone, aggression, brightness, with without rewriting the whole bass line every 8 bars. Okay, now we arrange the 64 bars. Section A, intro, bars 1 to 8. You can do 16 bars if you want, but we'll do 8 for a short roller. The goal is DJ friendly and fast. Not a big cinematic intro. Identity without giving everything away. Bars 1 to 4, start with tops and maybe a filtered break texture if you like. Add atmosphere, noise, pad, distant texture. Put auto filter on the drums group, high pass 12 mode. Start the cutoff around 200 to 400 Hz so it's thin. Then slowly open it down so by bar 5 you're closer to 80 to 120 Hz. That's a huge trick. You feel like you're arriving even before the drop, because the low end is literally being introduced. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in kick and snare that tease the bass. Put the mid bass in, but low pass it so it's muffled, maybe cut off around 200 to 400 Hz. And on bar 8, put a one-shot impact, or a reverse cymbal, or a little noise lift. Something that says, next bar is the moment. Also, set up returns now. Return A, hybrid reverb, short room. Return B, a ping-pong delay, maybe 1/8 or 1/4. We'll use these for throws, because throws are one of the easiest ways to make a loop feel arranged. Now drop A, bars 9 to 40. Bar 9 is impact. Full drums, sub in. Mid opens up, and here's a pro contrast move. Make the drop drier than the intro. Pull back the long reverbs. Tight equals heavy. Now the core system for the whole drop is what I call an 8-bar variation grid. Every 8 bars, change one main thing and two small things.
Why?
Because it stops you from doing the classic mistake. Either nothing changes and it's boring, or you add 5 new elements and it sounds like a different song every 8 bars. We want controlled evolution. Here's a proven plan. Bars 9 to 16. Establish the main groove. Bass pattern A. Hat steady. No overthinking. Bars 17 to 24. Add one new layer. That could be a ride, a shuffled hat loop, or a quiet break layer high passed around 200 Hz just for texture. And maybe one stab moment around bar 20. Not constant stabs. Just a punctuation mark. Bars 25 to 32. Add call and response. This is where you can drop in a bass fill at the end of a phrase. At bar 32, do a snare reverb throw. One hit only. Automate send A on. That snare hit from basically zero up to like 20 to 40%, then back to zero immediately. This is the kind of thing that makes listeners go, oh, this is arranged, even though you didn't add a new instrument. Bars 33 to 40. Strip and rebuild. For two bars, like 33 and 34, remove the hats or filter them down. Then bring them back with more presence, more swing, or a slightly different hat sample. Build tension into bar 41 with a crash, a noise lift, a reverse cymbal. Now, fills. The fast Ableton way. Take a two-bar drum clip, duplicate it, and on the last half bar, do a small edit, a snare flum, remove one kick, add a tiny tom or snare roll in 1/32 notes. Keep it short. If you want extra spice, use beat repeat. You can put it on the track or even on a return if you like. Set interval to 1 bar, grid 1/16 or 1/32, chance around 10 to 25%, filter on so it doesn't slice your ears off. Then automate the device on only on the last beat of bar 16, 24, 32, or 40. That's instant end of phrase energy with almost no work. Now section C, micro break, bars 41 to 44. The goal here is reset without losing momentum. This is not a breakdown. This is a breath. Keep a faint top loop running quietly. Kill the sub for one or two bars. Add a vocal chop or a stab with a longer hybrid reverb tail. And sweep an auto filter up on the music or bass group, so it feels like the low end is being pulled away. Then do the classic roller move. On bar 44, put a one beat silence, or near silence. Even if a tiny texture stays, that gap makes the next hit feel way bigger than turning the master up ever could. Now drop A2, bars 45 to 60, same vibe, fresh details. This is where a lot of intermediate tracks fall apart because people feel like they need to reinvent the song. You don't. Here are simple high impact changes. swap or layer the snare slightly. Even a quiet clap layer can make it feel like a new chapter. Change the mid-bass rhythm only for bars 53 to 60. Add a jungle break layer low in the mix, high passed, for 4 to 8 bars. Add a hook moment once every 8 bars. A vocal cut, a synth shot, a stab, don't spam it. And here's a super practical Ableton arranging technique. Clip-based variation like Lego. Make multiple clips per track. Bass A, bass A fill, bass B fill. Then every 8 bars, swap in the fill clip for just one bar, usually the last bar of the phrase. You get authored progression without rewriting your whole arrangement. Now outro, bars 61 to 64 for a short version, or extend to 76, if you want more DJ mix space. Remove the hook. Remove the mid-bass first. Keep the sub briefly if it feels good. Then drop to drums only. End with tops and an atmospheric tail. DJ-friendly, clean exit. Now let's talk automation, because this is the difference between a loop and a track. First, reverb throws. Don't leave reverb on. Throw it on one hit at phrase endings. Snare at bar 16, bar 32, bar 60, those are perfect. Vocal chops too. Second, bass focus automation. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the mid-bass slowly over 8 bars, like it's creeping open. And automate roar mix, maybe 30% earlier, up to 45% later. The bass feels like it's telling the story without changing the MIDI. Third, drum intensity automation. On the drums group, automate drum bus drive up by 2 to 4 in the second drop. Then compensate with utility gain if needed so you're not accidentally just getting louder and clipping. Fourth, transitions. Have an effects noise track. Use wave-eatable noise oscillator or just a noise sample. Filter it and ramp volume into bar 9 and bar 45. Add reverse cymbals into those drop points too. Now a few coached notes that will level this up. Think in phrases, not just sections. Even inside your 32-bar drop, the listener hears 4-bar sentences. So ask yourself, what is my bar 1 to 4 statement? What's my bar 5 to 8 answer? Then repeat with variation. If you do that, your edits will start landing naturally. Use contrast pairs to manufacture motion. Dry versus wet. Wide versus narrow. Busy versus sparse. Bright versus dark. You don't need constant change. You need repeatable contrast. And don't let the sub tell the story. If you start doing wild sub variations, the whole tune loses its anchor. Let the mid-bass do the talking. Keep the sub stable. Also, if you want the drop to feel louder without pushing the master, here's a sneaky trick. Before the drop, pull 1 to 2 dB out of the low mids around 200 to 500 Hz on your pre-drop elements, then restore it right on impact. That contrast reads as bigger at the same loudness. If you want to go more advanced, try the 1-bar mutation system. This audio version is shortened for playback.